Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we shift back into college, and last week, USF opened things up against Wisconsin. A lot of people not excited, but certainly we know what's ahead, and a lot of building to do, and if that didn't give you a little indication of what's ahead for the Bulls, I don't think anything will. I do think Wisconsin is going to be a really good football team, but at this point, I would think that USF would be a little bit further along, and nobody knows that more than Joey Knight from Tampa Bay Times. He's kind enough to join us here on a Wednesday evening. Joe, thanks so much for taking the time, Joey.
Anytime, Larry. Anytime for you.
Thank you. You kind of want to – I'm sure that Charlie Strong and the staff kind of want to erase game number one, look on to game two. But before you do that, you have to kind of look back at game one and see the things that went wrong. And obviously for a USF fan, a lot of things to correct after week one, albeit Wisconsin's going to be a top 15 team all year, but that shouldn't be the case when the USF should be a little bit further along. What'd you come away from that game with?
Well, I've called it kind of an imperfect storm, Larry. First of all, you're right. Wisconsin is an outstanding team. This is probably the best team USF may see all season. Right. Outstanding offensive line, though they lost a few guys to the NFL. The best running back, arguably in the country.
Yeah.
So, I did not expect USF to go in there and win that game. I think I picked them publicly to lose 35-26, something along those lines. But that said, it was kind of an imperfect storm for them, starting with the fact that kind of at the 11th hour, or just maybe, at the outside or a day or two before the game, they found out they weren't going to have Johnny Ford. And in Kerwin Bell's offense, Johnny's the slot guy. Kerwin calls him a man beater. Wisconsin, especially late in the game, went to a lot of man coverage when they could pin their ears back. And Johnny Ford's a guy, you put him in the slot, he's able to beat man coverage, and you can do some things with him. And he could have given him, just maybe with a jet sweep or a little swing pass, he could have just maybe given him some early momentum because, at the outset, the first 10 or 15 plays, USF didn't look too bad. A couple of, drop passes thwarted things. But, you throw Johnny Ford into that mix, he doesn't make a 49-point difference, but he makes a significant difference to what Kerwin Bell likes to do.
Right.
And, you throw in the fact, Larry, that this is a team that was really, really struggled against the run last year, gave up almost 250 yards a game on the ground. And, this is a team trying to develop some confidence as a defense, and they open the season against, lo and behold, Wisconsin. So, and the other thing I mentioned, Blake Barnett, the first 10 or 12 plays looked pretty good, but he had a couple of passes that were just clearly dropped that both would have gone for about 20 or 30 yards. They were beautiful passes right to the receiver, easily catchable, and they were both dropped. So that quashed some early momentum. So, again, I didn't expect USF to go in there and win that game, but, just kind of a convergence of factors really played against them early on, and one thing led to another, and it was a snowball effect, and a nation saw what transpired.
Yeah, and what did Charlie Strong have to say? I mean, after the game and in his weekly press conference?
Well, he said, walked in after the game, said, I thought I had these guys ready to play. Obviously, I did not, But he also said, unlike last year, this is a far more senior predominant team. So he said, there was no finger pointing on the sideline, nobody getting in anybody else's face. If you wanted to take a sliver of a positive away, it's that this is, seems to be a pretty well-grounded group, a lot of veteran leadership, and that includes, the transfers they brought in. They brought in a bunch of graduate transfers who are helping them out a great deal on defense. You know, and they, They've kind of taken a leadership role. So, Charlie mentioned, the early drop passes, how they just couldn't get any momentum going. And, they could never run the football. Jordan Cronkright just could never get going. And, after a while, when you're not establishing the run game, like I said, the defense can just pin their ears back and come after you. And that's what they did. So those were kind of the things Charlie talked about. But, again, he feels like, this team was, he said, Wisconsin is not 49 points better than we are. And, he feels, that they can turn it around against Georgia Tech, a team that's in transition, that's rebuilding a little bit under a new coach. And frankly, I think so too. I think they can bounce back in a big way just because of some of the things I discussed. Georgia Tech is not on the level of Wisconsin. Johnny Ford's going to be back this game. You got to think they're going to be able to start clicking a little bit offensively. If they get an early touchdown, what does that do for their confidence? So, if they go out and lay an egg in Atlanta, then all bets are off. But right. I have the feeling there's going to be a big bounce back this weekend.
Good stuff. Joey Knight covers USF for Tampa Bay Times. He's kind enough to join us. And obviously, everybody watching, and you said, Wisconsin, the common denominator from Wisconsin is they ended the season by hammering Miami, and they opened it up with you guys. And certainly, right. and the one thing, Joe, when you look at it, that the reason why Wisconsin has been successful is exactly what you mentioned. They control the line of scrimmage. Both sides, they're huge up front on offense, defensively. They're cat quick. You look at the J.J. Watts of the world that they've produced over the years. That they've gotten to a point where they're a system. And I agree with Georgia Tech. I think that USF's going to battle them. They have a chance to win this game, especially, as you said, if they could get off with Johnny Ford and a couple of other things go right that didn't go right this past week. But we're excited, and we appreciate you spending some time with us, as always. And we'll check in during the year, see the progress of not only the kids on the team, but some of our local kids as well. And thanks so much for giving us your Wednesday.
My pleasure, Larry. Anytime.
Good stuff. Joey Knight from Tampa Bay Times.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.